Hello, I'm Joanna Lumley, and you are at post 11 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. This downland hillside was grazed for hundreds of years by sheep. The only plants which could survive such intense grazing were those which grew very close to the ground, which the sheep didn't like to eat. This resulted in a unique and specialised range of wildflowers growing in these fields. Continuous grazing had the additional benefit of holding back the growth of small trees and scrub, preventing them from shading out the wildflowers and grasses. Rabbits also helped to keep these areas open by nibbling the bark of woody plants. In the 1930s, however, sheep farming became less profitable and declined in this area. This, together with the spread of the rabbit disease myxomatosis in the 1950s, allowed scrub to take over large areas of Happy Valley and to shade out the rare plants and insects which lived here. Due to careful management and hard work by conservationists in recent decades, most of this scrub has now been cleared, and Happy Valley is home to 10 species of wild orchid and many other beautiful wildflowers. Butterflies and other downland wildlife now also thrive in the open grassland. The Tway Blade is an orchid which grows abundantly in this field and is Britain's most common wild orchid. It flowers between June and August, but is often overlooked as it has subtle yellow-green flowers, each with a hood and a forked tongue hanging downwards. Its most distinctive feature is its two broad oval green leaves. In fact, the name Tway Blade means two leaves. The common spotted orchid is a much more obvious plant, with pale pink flowers, spotted with purple streaks and spots, and sometimes pure white flowers too. It has long leaves with dark purple dots on them, which are elongated from side to side. The common spotted orchid flowers from June to August. The pyramidal orchid forms breathtaking displays of pure pink flowers on the steep downland slopes from June until August. It has a dome-shaped flower spike and a musky smell. Each flower has a long thread-like spur at the back, which contains nectar and attracts moths and long-tongued butterflies. Orchid seeds will only grow if there is a special fungus in the soil around them, and it's for this reason that people who sometimes dig up orchids to put in their gardens are rarely successful. Orchids produce vast quantities of seed. A bee orchid, for example, can have as many as 10,000 in a single pod. It's not surprising that this seed, which is as fine as dust, takes a long time to grow and mature. A good seed-setting year will be reflected many years later in a productive year for flowers, and this partly explains the great fluctuations in the numbers of orchids seen from year to year. To continue the trail, follow the path downhill and you'll find post 12 on your right.